Hello, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher, this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Our listener lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult personal issue, let us hear from you. The lines are open, so call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, happy Friday to all our listeners. This has been a fantastic week here on Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer has been here almost every day. Andrew Farley was here on Wednesday. We've had some great discussions about the knowledge of God, what we learn about God through the gospel of Jesus Christ, what we can see about God through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And it's this knowledge that God has imparted to us, has deposited into our very beings through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now we have this great privilege of sharing that knowledge, the true knowledge of God, out there in the world, because that's the very thing that's missing out there in the world, is the knowledge of God. That's the cause of the problems that we see. And when we look at our own lives and we see that we're starting to grow in our knowledge of God, we're going to see some good things start to happen in our lives as far as attitudes, new ways of thinking, and new ways of acting toward others. Yesterday, Richard, you and I discussed 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, and we're going to continue with that today. And listen to what he has to say. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. So it looks like here's how attitudes and characteristics start to develop inside of us as we grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what he says. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So growth as a believer in Christ is tied to our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we're adding virtue to our faith, or if we're adding self-control, it's not like we're doing this. It's just the very characteristics of Jesus Christ are starting to rub off on us.
Yes.
So his life truly is our life. And that's what we begin to see. So it's an exciting passage, isn't it, to realize that when the writer of Hebrews says, keep our eyes on Jesus, this is what he's talking about. This is the result of that. This is the byproduct of keeping our eyes on Jesus and growing in our knowledge of who he is.
Yeah, when you see, and there's a wonderful parallel between this and Galatians 5, 22 and 23. They're not exact, but it's the same point being made. This is stuff coming from the inside out. And then you realize that part of the Holy Spirit's job is to conform us to the image of God's Son. And how does the Holy Spirit do that? Just exactly with this stuff.
Yes.
Because the more we're conformed, the more we know. And the more we know, the more we want to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And it just, it causes us to desire looking at Jesus with our mind's eye, with our spiritual abilities. It causes us to do that rather than anything else in the world. Because once you've experienced this, you realize that the only other option is that I have to be my own God. Because I've looked at everybody else's gods, and they're ridiculous. And so I'll be my own God. And if I'm honest with myself, I'm saying, well, this is just as ridiculous as everybody else. There's got to be an alternative. And the Spirit is, you know, waving his hand at us saying, I've got that alternative.
Yes.
Are you willing to let me do this for you?
Right.
And we have to say, yes, you have to do this for me. And then we start seeing this stuff happen. And it's amazing. I mean, it defies explanation, but you know it's true. If you've experienced this for 10 milliseconds in your life, you know it's different than everything else you've done.
Absolutely. And you know it's supernatural.
Yes.
That it's not of this world, that it really is a part of this relationship that you now have with the God of this universe, the one who spoke and everything came to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it came to be, was through his powerful word. And so this is who we know. This is who we're growing in our knowledge of.
Yeah.
And as we grow in our knowledge of him, his essence is going to start to rub off on us.
Yes.
Now, he goes on with this passage, and he says this, for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. So if you're not growing, mm-hmm. it's because there's something that is blocking you from seeing God for who he is. So if you've forgotten that you have been cleansed, if you have forgotten that your sins have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, then you're going to see God through that sin, through that
yes.
fear, through that fear of punishment. And that's not the right God. That's not
yeah.
that's not the true God. God is the God who forgives. God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son. This God who gives is the God who forgives. And he is the God who forgave in Jesus Christ. So if you're in Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So that's the starting place, is recognize that God is a forgiver. And he has actually forgiven you. And rest in that. And from that rest, you can start seeing these other qualities and characteristics being added to you, so to speak, as you grow in your knowledge of Christ. So if you still have that roadblock in front of you, thinking that your sins haven't been forgiven, thinking that you haven't been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, then it's time to take a rest in the finished
yeah.
work of Jesus Christ. It's time to say thank you, because in resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that's when this abundant life is going to take off in your experience.
Yes. If you're suffering from this is a dead giveaway that you're still considering yourself a God rather than Jesus as being God. Because, you know, I used to have this conversation all the time back in the bad old days. Oh, Lord, how could you love me? If I were you, I wouldn't love me. And he would always say, well, I'm not you, and you're not me. You know, why don't we think about this in true
in those terms,
relationship?
Yes, yes.
And it took years, because I was so steeped in this legalism that I had to demonstrate that I was serious about being God's guy. And he finally got through to me and said, just rest.
Yes.
And when I started to rest, again, everything yeah. changed.
Everything good.
Because this stuff is spoken to us. We are recreated by these words, as real as when God said, let there be light.
Yes, indeed. And everything good, as far as human flourishing and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, us being who God created us to be, starts from a place of rest.
Yes.
And the gospel brings us back to that place of rest, resting in the finished work of Jesus, resting in the fact that our sins are forgiven. And it's from that place of rest that we're going to grow in our knowledge
yeah.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we encourage you, our listeners, to make it your prayer every day to say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know what you're like. I want to know the fullness of your love. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know you. That's a prayer God is going to answer, and he is willing, and he desires to reveal himself to you in more and more ways. So pray that, and I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing some incredible things take place in your life. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. We are glad you are here as well. If you have a question that you would like to pose on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742 is the number. Go ahead and dial that now. Richard and I are here. We would love to point you into the Word of God. to give you some hope, to give you some encouragement. If you have a passage of Scripture that is confusing to you, now's the time to pick up that phone and make that call, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It's my book, Love Is. Had a great little note today that came in, and somebody was requesting 4 copies of that. And the note was, this is a great evangelistic tool. This is a great way to share the knowledge of God with others, to let people know what he's really like, that he truly is love. So we would love to put this resource into your hands. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. And as I said yesterday, this month, the month of June, is critical for Basic Gospel because it's the end of our fiscal year. And we want to close the books in a very strong way. We want to finish the year in the black so that we can start a new fiscal year ready to go. So come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. If you're a regular supporter, we're asking you to step up and give a gift this month. If you're new, you've never joined the Basic Gospel financial team, this month is a great opportunity to do so. So we would love for you to co-labor with us in sharing this good news of Jesus Christ. Again, all the information on how you can give is at basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button, and while you're there, be sure and request your copy of Love Is. Again, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. I'm Bob Christopher. Richard, you're kind of our prophecy guru and have been for years and years and years.
That's a frightening concept.
But you've, through your years, you've studied Daniel and those books, and studied Revelation, and at one time that was a part of your kind of identity. Mm-hmm. And then you had to let it go for a little bit, and then as you learned the grace of God, you jumped back in and you kind of saw it in a whole different perspective.
Radically.
Yes. So we have a couple of questions, or at least one question, about end times, and this is about Revelation. Is Revelation considered prophecy as it is foretelling future events? If so, does that make the Apostle John a prophet? And how does this relate to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, where God said in times past he spoke to us through various ways, through the prophets, but today he's speaking to us through his Son, through Jesus Christ. So how does this relate to Hebrews 1, 1 and 2? And this comes from Larry and Karen, who listened to us in Eagle, Idaho.
Okay. So the first thing you have to ask within the question is, what is prophecy? And whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, prophecy tends to be seen as, well, it's telling the future. You make predictions, and if they come true, you must be a prophet. That's not what it's about.
Yeah. For example, there were 40 so-called prophets, I think 41 so-called prophets, who prophesied a Trump victory in 2020. And only one or two came back and said, oops, we messed up. I'm sorry. Others have said, maybe it's for 2024. Who knows?
Just keep changing
so
the
date. So they're trying to foretell the future.
Yeah.
But that's not what the gift of
prophecy. That's not what it's about.
No, not at
all. Prophecy is about speaking for God. He gives a message to a prophet to give to a group of people. Now, what makes them a prophet is he asks them to say impossible things, things that are going to cut to the heart, things that are going to challenge the status quo. And quite often these prophets were heavily persecuted for saying what they said. But they weren't predicting. God was telling them, in the case of Israel and Judah, because you've done this and this and this against what I asked you to do, this and this and this are going to happen to you. It's not prophecy. It's logic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about the Revelation. The key to Revelation is right in the very first verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him, Jesus, to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John. So John is a reporter. That doesn't mean he's foretelling. He's reporting. He wrote down what he was told to write down and reported it. There were things in Revelation that he was told not to write down because God didn't want us to know that yet. Okay? So is John speaking for God? Absolutely. He is a prophet. But he's no more a prophet in Revelation than he was in his gospel or in his letters.
And his letters, absolutely.
Yeah, the same with Peter, the same with Paul and all of that. And so it's not that the book of Revelation is a prophecy about end times. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. What is left to be revealed about Jesus Christ? The ultimate victor, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's all that's left.
Yes.
Right? When Adam and Eve sinned, they were told the Messiah would be revealed. And that went all the way through the Old Testament. And after 450 years of silence, Jesus shows up as a baby, just a regular old baby. You know, no fanfare, nothing special until the angels just couldn't stand it anymore.
A very humble beginning.
Yeah, very humble beginning. And here he is, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as a baby. And he lived to be around 33 years old. He was killed. He died for our sins. He was raised victorious over death, and then he went back to the Father. Well, that was an incredible victory, and we get to be children of God today because of that victory, but we're not done. And so God gave John this story to tell about Jesus being revealed at the final end of things, when he truly is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and every knee must bow and confess. So think of it in those terms. It's just about, we're given a chance to read the final page of the novel, if you will.
Yes.
And you don't have to understand it all. I don't think anybody who claims to understand it all is lying to you. You don't have to understand it all. You just have to take this by faith and say, you know, Jesus is exactly who he claims to be.
Right.
And I'm gonna say I'm betting my life on it, but I'm not, because I already have eternal life, and no one's going to take it away from me. I can't be taken out of his hand. This letter is a letter of hope and guarantee for all of us who are children of God. And if you're not a child of God, you can read this letter and say, you know, there's something here.
Yes.
That makes me want to know Jesus better. And then you can go back into the rest of the Bible and find all these things about him, and then trust that what's coming is, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's exactly right. Years ago, you and I did a actual chapter-by-chapter study. I think we picked a month that had 21 chapters or 22 broadcast days, and we went through a chapter each day. And what we discovered in that, or what we uncovered in that, is, as far as Revelation is concerned, when it ties to our assurance of salvation, there's no greater book than this particular book.
Absolutely.
If you are wondering about assurance of salvation, if you're wondering about what Jesus has accomplished for you, and just how secure you are in him, this is a book that is going to give you that confidence. Yeah. We even talked about Revelation being a trail of assurance. You can just follow the trail from start to finish. But getting back to prophecy, the book of Revelation gives us really an answer to that as well. Back in the 19th chapter, and John says this, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So whatever message God gave to the prophets of old, what message he's given through Jesus today, it really is all about Jesus.
Yes.
They had messages back in the Old Testament concerning current events, what was going to happen. But baked into all of those messages was the story of Jesus. So they were always telling the story of Jesus. That's why Jesus would say to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, I want to show you how the Old Testament story was really the story about me. That's why he could say to the religious leaders, you diligently search the scriptures in hopes that you're going to find eternal life, but these are the scriptures that bear witness about me. So this testimony concerning Jesus has been there from the very beginning. And that is the spirit of prophecy. That is what prophecy is all about. The message God has given to mankind is the message concerning Jesus. We call that the gospel.
Yeah. So what you'll discover is that when you give up your need for control, the need for control exerts itself in ways of, I need to know what the future holds, right? I need to know this. Well, give that up and focus on Jesus instead, and you'll find in Revelation rest in the midst of some horrible things and some wonderful things, but it's all Jesus.
Yes.
And he's going to get you through it no matter what.
Absolutely. Well, we had this question that came in from David. It's kind of an interesting question, and it's about books that are not in the Bible, like the Book of Enoch or the Book of Jubilee or the Book of Jasher. And he wonders, have we read them? And if they are mentioned in the Bible, can we learn anything from them? And these books are mentioned in the Bible, Enoch in the New Testament, the other two in the Old Testament. But there's a reason they're not in the Bible. They're simply mentioned in various places as recording some events and that sort of thing. But they're not Scripture.
No.
So can we learn anything from it?
Sure. There's some fascinating history in many of them. We get pictures of how people lived, how they considered things in their time. It's all interesting, but it's not about Jesus.
Right.
And there's the key.
That's the rub. That's the rub. Every book that is in the canon, the 66, the 39, and the 39 in the old, 27 in the new, they're all about Jesus. They tell that story, and it's a consistent story. It is a singular story.
In spite of the scope of time over which it takes place.
1,500 years, 40-something people writing this, but they're all being moved by the same Spirit of God. They're all being moved to tell something about Jesus. So the prophets of old long to look into the times and places when these would come true, when this grace of God was going to be poured out and upon what people. So they were looking diligently into that. So they knew they were telling something special, something unique, something that was going to change everything. And when Jesus came on the scene, they're like, oh, wow. If, you know, we talk about Moses, we talk about the Ten Commandments and all of those sort of things. And, you know, people say, hey, we've got to live up to these Ten Commandments. And Moses is going to say, guys, listen, I was just a servant in the house. I was telling y'all about this guy that was going to come. He was going to be a prophet like me, but much more, because he was going to have the words of eternal life. And you got to listen to him. He's the real deal. I was just a shadow. I was just an actor in a play pointing you towards something real and significant. So don't try to come back to me. And if you do, if you had a chance to sit down and talk with me, I'm going to say, hey, you've got Jesus. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Jesus is taking care of me. You look at him.
Yeah.
You listen to him. You trust him. You walk by faith in him. That's the story. That's the story from the beginning. That's the story at the end. That's going to be our eternity.
Yes.
Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Well, Richard, thanks for being here this week. It's been so much fun and a great pleasure.
Yes.
And I know our listeners love hearing your voice, love hearing your insight, especially when it comes to things as in related to Revelation or Daniel or end times. And they love hearing your perspective, and so do I. So thanks for sharing that on today's broadcast. We'll be back on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We want you to have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have questions that come up, write down this number, 844-322-2742. Call in with those questions, and we will answer them on the broadcast. Remember, this is a critical month for Basic Gospel. We need your support to end our fiscal year on a very strong note. So go to Basic Gospel and basicgospel.net. Click on the donate button. Come be a part of what God is doing through this outreach. Well, we'll see you Monday.